Welcome to Signs International Ministries. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 309. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light."
"It is a time, saith the Lord, to sanctify yourself. For the Lord is nearer now than ever before, and his presence burning, saith God, with great purpose and with great power. It is a time now to sanctify yourselves before me, saith the Lord, and turn aside from all that displeases me. For soon, saith the Lord, I shall return, and I say unto you, you shall not be ready unless you sanctify yourself now, saith God. Therefore, prepare for the coming of the Lord now, that you might be ready, saith the Lord. In your heart whatsoever, be not fearful of the devil, nor the devices that he tries to use, for they're harmless against you. You've been raised above the flame, even though you may feel the heat. The heat cannot hurt you, and the flames have no power against you. But the days ahead shall be rough, rugged, hilly. But fear not, for I have given you power to overcome all the power of the enemy. I have clothed you with a special clothing that you can speak forth my words in these end days, that you can deliver my message when others cannot, that you may speak forth my truth that others can see, that many shall come in. Walk very closely by my side, but fear not the things that have come. Fear not the things that are coming. Fear not even the Antichrist himself. For one day you shall look him in the face, and you shall tell him who he is, and you shall tell him who I am. And you shall walk away, even as Elijah walked away from the king and the queen. Fear not, but prepare yourself, make yourself ready. For it'll be a rough road in a sense, and yet I'll carry you. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you, that you can be the overcomer that I've made you to be, that you can be my voice, my spokesman, that you can speak out, that you can warn others until the day that my son comes back."
After that prophetic word, Brother Evans turned and said, "I believe that might have been for Brother Johnson. All I can say is, here am I, Lord, send me.
For yea, saith the Lord, it is a time of false light upon the earth, a light that precedes the darkness. Have you noticed the colors are not easily distinguishable? The truth is blurred. For I say unto you, this time is a time beyond the time of sorrows. Have the winds not become more powerful and not stopped, as I have said? Yea, I say unto you, the tornadoes will continue to grow and be more powerful, as will the hurricanes. An early hurricane will form in the Caribbean, saith the Lord."
The Bible says very clearly that in the latter days, God will pour out his wrath upon the earth. Though today's last days are not that particular time, we can clearly see, we are now beginning to see exactly what that might be like. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, there is no better time to get saved than tonight. I'm not talking about getting religion, my friends. I'm talking about relationship. If you do not understand the difference between religion and relationship, please use the contact information at the end of this program. But for now, please stay tuned for a new roundtable program followed by the prophecy news reports. But first this, as we broadcast around the world this Monday evening over Superstation, WWRB 3.185, and also over the internet, utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting. We invite you all to listen to the Round Table and Prophecy News that tell us we are in the last days and that Jesus is coming very soon. As you listen and enjoy this program, could you pray about helping us stay on the air? This program is listener supported. It stays on because listeners are the ones that keep it on. No one at Signs is paid anything. So please be assured, all offerings go only to purchase radio time, not stained glass windows or big plush stuffed office chairs. I'm sitting in an office chair right now that was purchased for $15 in a yard sale. I tried to buy the yard also, but they said it was not for sale. Go figure. Then why the heck do they call it a yard sale if they won't sell the darn thing? You are listening to Signs of the Times, international radio featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Didn't know I could get funny, did you? Now, let's listen to the new round table.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord and welcome to another round table. This is Brother Johnson, and I'm sitting here once more with Pastor Evans and Pastor Ralston. Signs ministers and ministers in their own right. Glory to God. We just thank them for being here and for taking the time out of their schedules to do that. So we want to talk about the Obama stimulus on this round table. It's a hot topic. Did you know, brethren, that no one had time to read over this 1,000-page bill? That bill was over 1,000 pages at one time. I know it was 1,800 pages. And they were going to give them less than 24 hours. When it came down to the wire, and I think they had 4 to 6 hours before the vote to go over 1,000 pages. And if you read that bill, you'd find out that you would get no farther than one or two lines, and it would refer you to something else, and then refer you to something else, and then refer you to something else. How would anybody have time to even look at it in that amount of time? So what do you think about that fact that they didn't even have time to look at this bill and to study it, and they voted on it, and they made it law?
I believe it just shows us exactly where our leaders are. Years ago, our leaders were concerned about the people. Today, they're concerned about their party. If their party wants it, it's shoved through. If their party don't want it, they vote against it. But to have a bill as important as this bill, and as much pork as they say that's in it, and they don't take time to read it, that's really sad, because I hear that 3/4 of that will not stimulate anything.
Pastor Olson?
Well, it's interesting. Wasn't it one of the Republicans who decided to just let go of the whole thing and walk away from it all? That's how he felt about the whole thing. I'm not into politics that much, but, you know, obviously the Democrats supported their president, Democratic president and everything, but you could tell just by what you heard again and again and again that very few Republicans was for it, and there was just so much there. And I think it's going to take a while to discover all what is in there and what effect it's going to have. I have a negative thought towards it all. I can say that.
All I can say is amen. So what do you think this so-called stimulus bill can or will accomplish? Any thoughts, Pastor Evans?
There's probably some good in it, but they had a governor from Mississippi that was on, and he was telling why he does not want it. It would change the laws in his state. It would make them do things that they do not believe that they should be doing. He just didn't want any part of it. And I go back to what the first question was. I think they should have studied that a little bit and really took a look at it.
Amen. Pastor Olson?
Yeah, I think it's going to help a little bit here. It's going to help a little bit there. But obviously we have a serious, not just in our country, but worldwide bleeding problem. And when it comes to the finances, we're just seeing it getting worse and worse. But yeah, I do believe that it's going to help a little bit here and a little bit there.
Some lady on the news said, and I got a chuckle out of that, if you took $1 million from every year that Christ's been here on earth and died, you got 2009 now, and they're spending more money than that would be.
Amen. And that's still not enough. That's the worst part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I believe something that might be shocking to some people, not you brethren here at this table, but I believe there are things hidden in this bill that are designed to further the agenda of the New World Order. Any comments on that? Pastor Evans.
I believe you're absolutely right. Matter of fact, they're doing things right now that's pushing us into socialism faster than you ever believe. They're claiming you're $30,000 in debt for each person. No. More like probably $100,000 for every person living in America. We're in debt, and it's going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better. And it's going to cause the countries overseas to begin to rise up and go to war because they're going to hurt just as bad as we're going to hurt.
You mentioned the word socialism. Now, where on earth do they get democracy? And to the republic for which it stands, not to the democracy, one nation under God, indivisible. Pastor Ralston.
There's no doubt about it that we're seeing the New World Order coming to play with this package. In fact, I think it's going to be the very thing that's going to cause the beast to rise up, as Revelation 13 tells about, to come forth with this one world economy. Right now we're kind of separate, but we're going to see it become a one world order, which is a big part of the New World Order system. It's going to get so bad eventually they're just going to try to change things. So absolutely, there's no doubt about it. This is a big part of bringing this forth.
They're talking about nationalizing some banks. Do you know what that means? We're going to have a common currency, which will later become the mark of the beast, as soon as they continue to make these nationalized banks, because it will be controlled by some person.
And we're seeing a lot of this nationalizing of the banks in Europe. It's interesting that that is exactly what's taking place. And what nationalizing the bank means is just giving it over to government control. And we're going to have more and more government control over all of the finances. And like Pastor Evans says, it's going to increase.
You said the key word there, Brother Ralston. You said control. That's what nationalizing is all about, control. If they can take over the banks, they do what? They take over the money. If they take over the money, they take over you. Because most people in this world cannot exist without money. And we're seeing that happening right now with the unemployment rate soaring right through the roof. Amen. Okay, some liberals say they feel betrayed by the U.S. President Barack Obama, contending he isn't changing enough of the former administration's policies. Any comments? Pastor Evans.
I think he's made some huge changes, but not one single one of them for the good. Not that we're not giving him a chance as the president. As a matter of fact, gold hit $1,000 an ounce, and they're telling you to get gold, you know. But the Bible says they're going to take their gold, they're going to throw it in the street, because it's not going to be worth nothing. So God's going to have the last laugh.
Pastor Ralston?
Oh, yeah, I definitely see changes, too. And I would want to call it one world order changes. I'm seeing changes where it comes to camaraderie, which, you know, in some ways I kind of thought I would see this with the former president, because I know our former president was really good in getting around in the world. But we're seeing more and more people come in agreement with our president about a lot of things and are really anxious to hear what he has to say. And they're looking forward to him to kind of be a leader in a sense, in that sense. So, oh boy, yeah, I see that change leading right to a one world order. I strongly believe that.
He has a new bill that we're supposed to hear about, and if that bill is passed, it gives him total control over the Democratic Party, over the Republican Party, because he says he's trying to do things that will help the American people. He got his hands tied, asking for total control over it. Oh, brother.
Let's stop back here a minute to your mention of gold going up to $1,000 an ounce. Well, I want to tell you folks something. I told you before, I'm going to tell you again right during this roundtable. Now, you know what a carnival hawker is? Well, these gold hawkers who are trying to sell you gold because your money is so worthless. I want to ask you a question, folks. If your money is so worthless, why do they want it in exchange for their gold? Think about that. Well, gentlemen, Obama changed some of the Buy American parts of the economic stimulus bill, and the unions were furious. Any comments? Pastor Evans.
He used the unions to help him get into office because he was talking about how he's going to unionize everything. Well, if you're going to be in control of the whole world, you don't want some union telling you what you can do and what you can't do. So now the union is beginning to see the true side of him.
Pastor Olson, I agree fully with what Pastor Evans says, and I think quite a few of them are walking away feeling very disgruntled because they didn't get what they thought they were going to get by the time it got to the president's pen upon the paper.
Okay, I don't want to extend this too long, so I'm going to ask you three questions at once here. The counties around this area are expecting millions of dollars to come in from this bill. Three questions. Number one, how will that money be used? Will building projects actually stimulate the economy, number two? And number three, would it be better to give equal shares to every American? Comments. Pastor Evans.
Even though it is very close to socialism, they'd better give every American $1 million and say that's all you're going to get. Learn to live your life the rest of the way. Because when they give all this money to the different places it's going to, it's not going to trickle down. They're going to want more taxes out of us. They're going to want us to pay more. I mean, school taxes. We got, one school's got 8 principals, and they're $1 million short of their budget, and they can't seem to see that if they let 7 of those principals go, they're no longer short of the budget. They'd rather close other schools. Now you tried to figure that one out.
Pastor Olson, this is the part that I really think sickens me, really. When I think about the fact that here these monies are being sent, and I'm talking about not just millions, but billions, to the governors of each state, I'm hearing what the governors are saying, and some of them anyway, and their personal agendas, and boy, it seems like a lot of this money should go directly to the deficit of their own state, get it covered, get it so they can get spending under control. I'm not so sure I'm going to see spending get under control. I really do see the letters GREED rising up a lot faster than I would like to see. It seems like we're seeing it in the papers. We're seeing it continually about certain circumstances, about certain individuals. I don't have to mention names. We're just seeing it again and again and again in the direction that it's going to go. So this is the part that really sickens me, and it's very, very disappointing.
I agree with Pastor Evans. There's a great change, but it's not for the good. And there's really not much change over what Bush was trying to do. He's just doing it in different ways than Bush tried to do it. So I'm going to ask you, are there any wrap-up comments before I close this? Pastor Evans.
Now, many of you are probably disagreeing with everything we're saying today and thinking, where did those guys go this time? They're out there in the left field. Well, continue to listen to this program. And in June, I'd like to hear from you what you think, because you're going to see exactly what's going on by the time we get to June.
Praise the Lord. Well, there you go right there. I think you just heard a word that you better heed. Thank you for listening. This is Brother Johnson, God's watchman, called by God's own voice. Maranatha, my friends.
Now the prophecy news behind the news reports. Oscars turn into a homosex festival. The Oscar winner for Best Original Screenplay used his acceptance speech as a pro-homosexual soapbox, promoting same-sex marriage and federal equal rights for gays and lesbians. Dustin Lance Black won his Academy Award for writing Milk, the story of Harvey Milk, the first openly homosexual man to be elected to major public office in America. Watchmen comment, when will these abominable, sick homosexuals ever learn? They are wrong. Their lifestyle is sick. No normal person would do that. My, my, my. Girls kissing girls? Men kissing men? Absolute yuck. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin is Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Continuing, what's missing from the spending package? President Obama wasted no time attacking President Bush for neglecting the victims of Hurricane Katrina. On his first full day in office, the White House website was changed to say, President Obama will keep the broken promises to rebuild New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. Well, it looks like it's President Godfather Obama who's breaking the promises now. The enormous bill spreads your money all over the country, but it doesn't allocate a single penny to fixing leftover damage from Hurricane Katrina. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Continuing. Homosexuals could head Presbyterian congregations. The controversial stance of keeping homosexuals from joining the Presbyterian clergy has just been dropped. A group representing the majority of Presbyterians in Alabama has cast a vote that could call for a big division within a denomination. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shew of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. One more. Lutherans propose allowing gay pastors in committed relationships. Since 2007, Lutheran bishops have agreed not to discipline gay clergy who are sexually active. The denomination would become the largest in the U.S. to allow non-celibate gay clergy. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shew of their countenance, one more time, doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Continuing, Barbara Boxer to ratify UN treaty that may erode U.S. rights. Senator Barbara Boxer is urging the U.S. to ratify a United Nations measure meant to expand the rights of children, a move critics are calling a gross assault on parental rights that could rob the U.S. of sovereignty. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths. Continuing. Official, Obama budget sees $1.75 trillion deficit. President Barack Obama sent to Congress a budget that would boost taxes on the wealthy and curtail Medicare payments to insurance companies and hospitals to make way for a $634 billion down payment on universal health care. Obama's first budget predicts the deficit for this year will soar to a whopping $1.75 trillion. Watchman comment, there is no universal health care. So where is almost $1 trillion going, and how does that help the economy, and how does the curtailing of Medicare help the economy? My. Continuing, change the words, change the world. Cicero was right. Evil did not come dressed up in a red suit and carrying a pitchfork. It has come clothed in a three-quarter pea suit, brandishing an Ivy League degree. While we were looking for an army riding tanks and planes, we have been overrun by a force promoting education and arts. Using guns and bullets would have been too obvious. This war has been fought and won with words. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 5, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another and every one by his neighbor. Continuing, Congress fiddles while America burns. Once again, we have a president who focuses his concerns that terrorists on some distant soil might be well plotting and preparing to attack our nation. Certainly, this is a real possibility and one that needs to be dealt with effectively. However, it is absolutely vital that in searching far and wide to uncover threats to our safety, that our nation's leaders not ignore that which may be occurring up close and virtually under our noses. Matthew 24, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever will be. Continuing, stimulus equals war. Now, let us finally consider the U.S. auto industry. Let us assume that the billions handed to this industry came with a few strings attached. Does the federal government or the Federal Reserve Corp have liens on the U.S. automakers? Do they now own the automakers? And assuming America is the world's military force, are the automakers going to retool, so to speak, to serve the global war effort? Are they going to build military equipment? Matthew 24, verse 22, except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Now this, from the worship leader you heard at the beginning of the program.
And I would say to you out there, wherever this message reaches out through the airwaves, I would say to you that Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love, so much that he will not let you go to a Christless eternity. He says unto you, come unto me, I will take care of you. Let your love grow for Christ. And for those that say, I know I once loved God with all my heart. There was such a fervent love in me, and that feels like it's gone. It's not gone.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call and let me know with a radio check. Some call it a signal report. 1-607-201-5663. Please write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, 13797 USA. We like to hear your comments, pro or con, receive tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, offering, and letters of support and blessing. Will you take the time to let me know that you care tonight? S-I-G-N-S, P-O Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797 USA. Or call right now, please, or as soon as the program ends. Is there anyone out there listening tonight? Here is a radio check that I have received so that you can get an idea of how to do it.
Hello, Brother Johnson. This is Brother Mark out here in Oregon. I'm picking you up. Good, strong signal here on 3.185. God bless you, sir. I sure do enjoy your program. We'll continue to listen to you and send you the occasional radio report. Maranatha, fine help.
Maranatha, Brother Mark there from Oregon. Thanks for the radio check. It only takes a few seconds, as you heard, and the cost to you is very minimal. To call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time, but there is only one line, so please keep trying. That number, 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from all my friends, and it helps so much to keep me bringing this program to you three times every week. Thank you for listening. You can hear Signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time. All, of course, on Superstation WWRB, frequency 3.185. You may also listen clearly to all our programs with no shortwave interference on my website anytime you wish, not just at 11 o'clock at night, www.neaiga.org or .org, however you want to do that. There are now over 300 free MP3 audio files for you to download or listen to. That website again, neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends, with Jesus Christ in your heart, with Yahweh in your heart. You have nothing to fear about the end times. Amen to that. We have a powerful God. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, then verses 7 through 12. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they, of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations, shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell upon the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Hallelujah! Now, will you be lifted up, my friends? And will your enemies behold you as that happens? Or will you be left behind for your enemies to deal with? He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus loves you. I love you. All Assigned Ministers love you. Maranatha, our very good friends. Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.